Mazel tov.
All right, Bachelor Nation, what's up? Big week, Eddie, Lynn, and Joe with you.
Hello.
The three amigos, the Ravert siblings are here. I know we said we had a guest, but we got ghosted, so that guest is next week. And that's all I'm going to say to you. Colton, what do you think, Lynn? We finally got drama. I'm pumped.
Thank gosh.
I know. And like such petty drama too.
I know. It was very petty.
But I needed it. How do you think Katie feels about all this, wherever she is? Like, we need like a meme of her.
Just, I think like, she's like, boy, bye. That's what I think.
I can't wait for Women Tell All.
Yes, it's going to be good.
It's going to be me. Do you think Katie, which one was Katie?
You know, Katie.
She was beautiful. Yeah, her nose was like a little bit bigger.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, she's definitely like swimming. So we get, first thing we get in Denver, home of Colton's thing, bro Ben Higgins.
Wait, they dressed like exactly alike. Did anybody else notice that?
Yeah, like bluish gray.
I thought we were going to see Nikki Glaser at that point, but no.
Blue gray button downs with black-ish jeans.
That was so awkward.
Yes.
And he did it at the beginning of the season. And I get it. Ben's loved. He was a great bachelor, yada, yada. He fell in love with many women. Also a great point when he told JoJo and Lauren B. That was a good point. But
plus, I think they're both wholesome guys.
Yeah. And they drank water, which I thought was weird.
But I also just felt like there was nothing meaningful that came out of that conversation that they showed
us. I actually disagree. I think Ben told Colton, like, yo, you got to ignore all the shit. And if you love a girl, you got to tell her and you got to go all in. Like Ben Higgins did.
I felt like that was cliche. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, I can't remember the exact thing, but Colton was saying something along the lines of telling him the situation. And then Ben was like, you got to lean in. And I was like, what the hell kind of
advice is that?
Where
are they leaning in? Was it a fastball, Joe?
Up and in, I don't know.
Yeah. Sheesh. Colton asking Taisha on a date in front of
Taisha!
Yeah, so
now you just do it on purpose.
Yeah, we've added the I. We've added the I. It's official on the Rosebuds podcast.
You
it's
know
Taisha.
I'm saying it now on...
Yes.
Until we get her on, then she'll be Taisha.
I might call her Taisha.
I call her Taisha all the time.
She's like bad girl.
Yeah, I mean, I just
like... Oh, she had news come out today.
Big news.
Yeah. You know what? I was... All right, we're going to divert to that news.
Mm-hmm. We're a spoiler-free podcast.
I was thinking about that. So the news is that she was dating X up until she left for The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about what we've learned about this whole process. And, you know, you could put your name in for The Bachelor and then 9 months later get a ping for it.
True.
Right?
I thought you were going to say be pregnant.
Or that, you know.
They should have a pregnant contestant.
They should. That would be interesting. So fun.
What if they find out they're pregnant when they're, like, in the final four? That really makes...
Oh.
Someone's going to do it.
Oh.
Well, the next three episodes.
Let's reach
seasons.
Out to Mike
seasons.
Fleiss. Wait. So let me finish my thought. So... Are you supposed to sit there? Because let's be serious. How many people put their names in for it? Mm-hmm. The odds that you're going to actually hear back are like, what, 2 in 100, maybe? Maybe less than that?
I don't know what kind of math you got there, but I'm not following
it's
that
just
logic.
Like what came to my mind, okay? Right. Very slim odds. That's my point.
Nice.
So you're just supposed to sit there, hold your breath, not live your life, and wish and hope that...
Wishing,
you know,
and
hoping,
and praying. Shit. Did I mess that up? My best friend's wedding?
Yes, my best friend's wedding, which has been the theme of the week and all I've been listening to. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
But anyway, so, you know, I don't blame her. You're not going to hold your breath and hope that you go on a reality show to find love and compete with all these other women. You know, you got to carry through with life. And then I think, you know, so she was dating and then it just shows that clearly, she wasn't that into that guy if she was ready to ditch him to go pursue Colton.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't think that was that bad.
I agree. I also think that this was the one after the divorce. So, like, could have been, like, a little rebound thing.
Yeah.
You know, who knows how serious it was.
Right.
And, like, Avi, you're going to go on the show if they call you.
Yeah. Unless.
Unless you
like,
know somebody
who's
been called.
If she was really deeply connected with this person, then, you know, that would be a way for her to know. All right, I'm willing to turn on the show for this person. Clearly, she wasn't that into him.
We'll see how this plays out. I'm sure it will come out. The one-on-one with Taisha, I thought it was hilarious how Colton asked her in front of everyone.
Yes.
That was good. So wine tasting and ice cream tasting in the same day. Now
I couldn't handle.
I'm going. I'm doing it. Not you. I'm just going to say, I know people love dogs, and we are pro dogs, right? We had Alex Bloomberg on, and she had her dogs barking in the back. We love dogs. However, Stephen A. Smith, however, ain't no shot in shit I'm letting a dog lick my ice cream.
Oh, my effing
God. And then
eating
it again.
That was the most disgust. I don't know if I could be a fan of hers any longer.
It was
because of the dog eating the ice cream.
Sniper.
Like, not like, oh, I'm done with this. Have my ice cream.
Like, full
that's,
on.
That's fine.
Tongue.
Not like, let me share my ice cream cone with you.
You know,
I wouldn't share my ice cream cone with you.
I know.
Let alone a dog.
Dogs have germs, but like people let dogs like kiss them and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I even that isn't as bad as sharing an ice cream cone.
I agree, Joe.
I'm just out on that.
Yeah,
I don't think that you can't lick it after a dog did. You just can't.
I'm glad we're all on the. If you disagree with us, I would love to know it.
Call in. Do we have a line that people can call in?
We do have a line. 484, I forget. But the link, that's all. Just
it's
Instagram.
All out there.
Rosebuds Podcast.
DM us,
Instagram.
Whatever. Just please, if anybody disagrees.
Because that's weird, right?
In my opinion, it is extremely weird.
Again, I said I'm not looking at anything after a dog licks it.
Yeah. So we respect people's opinions, but let us know if that's like a normal thing. Like, yeah, I let my dog drink my water bottle and then I drink it. Whatever.
Well, that's
a little normal. I'm sorry.
Far-fetched there, sir.
I feel like Cassie and Kaylin aren't genuine. Straight up, she said that. What was bothering me about wherever they were in that, like, Italy restaurant type thing is the background noise. Mm-hmm. Like, that was such an important, pivotal part of the season.
Yeah.
And they had such shit background noise. Like, that should have been done at night, in private.
Uncut.
Or edited out.
Yeah, you can deafen the noise in the back. I do it on this goddamn podcast. They can do it on The Bachelor. Did that not bother you, or... Like,
it
I feel like
we were
competing.
Yeah, we were straining. We were straining.
Yeah.
Also, I just find myself thinking, unless I missed it, because I did miss a few parts of last week's episode, but, like, all of this drama is being created off of something that we haven't seen fact, right?
So here's my question with that. They record 24/7. We know that.
Right.
Wouldn't they have got that on
That's
mic somewhere
mean.
If Katie
I know.
Said it?
So I think it's BS. I don't think it was really said.
Why those two? Wait, didn't mom say, or was that you?
I said they're clearly front runners and everybody's just targeting them.
Yeah. Joe?
You knock out the competition. It's just like you're playing Risk. You knock out the best guy first.
That's
or
true.
They think, you know, somebody made it up and then maybe not everybody's making it up, right? They just believe the one person that is making it up.
Yeah.
It's like you're playing Mafia, right? You try to vote off the smart people first.
Yes, that's why I win Mafia all the time.
I can't remember the last time you ever won Mafia.
We also play Mafia when no one's sober.
Yes.
I would just like to state that.
I'm still waiting for my... Well, we're not going to do it, but...
All right,
I need
how
a
do
DOS
we
boot.
Feel about the... What did he say?
When you broke my DOS boot playing Mafia.
Yeah, that's my bad. How do we feel about the newest TV show, Cooking with Colton?
I like that date. I liked everything about that date.
The football jersey was too much.
Minus
yeah.
Plus, like, what if you're really weird about your football jerseys? Like, and then the girl just comes in
like,
in it.
You never
no,
know.
He clearly told her to put it on. She didn't just put on his football jersey.
Oh, well, you didn't
producer
you don't
pushed
see him
her,
telling her to put it on.
Joe, back me up. He definitely told her.
He
go
definitely
put on my,
told her.
Because he made the whole Underwood joke. Look, it's my last name on your back.
After she had
Lynn,
it on.
Lynn, there's...
No, that's a total girl thing. Oh, let me you know, slip into
let
his jersey.
Let me put
jersey.
On your jersey?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. People back me up.
You do not go into a stranger's closet and put on his dirty football jersey.
Oh,
without
no. She would
being
do that.
Provoked.
She would do that to think, like, it would be a turn on for him.
What if he washed it with Tide Pods? Then it might be all right, then?
Joe.
I did love his line, the place where the magic doesn't happen.
Yes. I
that
said that
funny.
Out loud. I agree.
That was good. But Colton, side note, Colton loves grabbing butts.
Yeah.
For being
he's
a virgin.
A booty grabber.
Big
is Colton
grab.
A virgin?
Booty grabber. Probably not
know?
Now.
I think right now he's not.
I agree.
I would agree.
Have you seen that Heather G makeout session from last weekend?
Yes.
Come oh, on. Yeah.
All right. Kaylin, 101. I'm going to go on record. This was the most... I'm sorry. This was the worst 101 date card writing. Meet me in the Rockies. Like, obviously, that gave it away. There's no mysterious...
Tell me a time when you've really been, like, perplexed by the date card to the point where this
Sometimes.
Didn't annoy you.
Literally every single time. Because I'm like, oh, what could they be doing?
I know.
Now it's Meet Me in Rockies. It's like, all right, I guess you're going
Falling in love. What do you think that means? We're gonna
Falling bungee jumping.
Right. And what did they do?
Could jump out of a plane.
Or it could be the season of fall.
Could be the season of fall. You could slip and fall. Help, I can't get up. Life alert. Bad job on your end, Joe.
You guys are just going in all different directions.
No, I...
Wait.
What does Meet Me in the Rockies mean?
Go to the Rocky Mountains.
Done.
Wait, you can just talk about how the end of the night they were in Red Rocks?
Yes.
That is like on my bucket list.
Private Red Rocks with Brett Young?
I know that. I was like, ABC's really getting it.
That had to be like a... That had to be like...
But the fact that it's Colton, who's, you know...
Denver.
B-plus list and lives in Denver.
Mm. Brett Young. I like him. He's country. Yeah. We're country fans. He's kind of to see less. I guess with everything going on the past few weeks is like something that Colton said tonight. I want to be like, dude, you mean like filming the TV show? But he obviously meant the drama.
Yes.
How do we feel about Colton's assertiveness of her defense? When they were outside and he was like, Tayshia told me this.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I like that he doesn't bullshit. Like, he just is like, look, this is... He just throws it out there.
I agree. However, I'm fast forwarding a little bit, which I know is against the rules. I really think that during the group date outdoors, when he came back, all of them should have talked about it.
I agree.
With Hannah G just kind of sitting there.
Yeah.
We needed that. Maybe they did do it and they cut it out. But we don't know.
I feel like we didn't see much of the Kaylin date, like the conversation in the Kaylin date.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It felt awkward.
A lot of Frank.
It felt a little awkward watching that. Yeah.
A lot of Frankenbiting there. Which is a term, Joe, from that book, if you want to read into it. Finally, we get a Colton meltdown a la Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
He started crying.
Tears.
Needed it. Last thought on the Kaylin 101 date. I thought they were dancing like moms and dads. Like, they were dancing weird.
I just, like, didn't have much to say about it because I just felt like it was another Ari Lauren B date. Like...
Just boring.
They make you seem like there's a lot of conversation, but like you don't actually see it.
Big if true.
All right. Let's go on to the next one. Bye, girl. Hannah B. Rolling Tide out of there.
My girl.
What
Hannah.
Kind of DMs do you
think
she got?
She looks so damn good walking out.
Now,
that dress was fire.
My big question is, if she wore a blue dress, would she have got sent home, or do you think it was just purely the pink dress?
What kind of contribution is that?
What is that? Is that a joke?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like
it's Joey
trying to be
funny.
What?
She doesn't listen to that podcast.
Got it. Okay.
Oh.
I see.
I thought it was random.
Nope. Okay. I have actually a comment about the dress.
Yes.
I felt like that was the same dress that all the girls wore to the dance in the 1970s version of Footloose. It looked old.
Okay.
Confirmed.
Well, like the old glam is back.
But that looked like literally her. It was like her mother's.
No.
So the dress. I mean, she looked great in it, but
it was fire. It was.
I thought the best dress of the night was Cassie's thing at the end. That was cool.
Like a little jumper onesuit.
A little something with a slit in the foot thing, but it was like a dress up top.
I love when you describe Roman's clothes. It's my favorite part about this.
Perhaps, what would you call that?
Perhaps it was like a bodysuit or a romper.
No, it wasn't a romper.
All right, let's just get back to the D.
Sorry.
So let me just say.
Go ahead.
I already said, you know, she looked amazing walking out. I am like fully back on the Hannah train. Like, love her. I think she went out with such class. I was so proud of her. I'm a huge fan. I think she's a great, I think she'll have a big future in Bachelor Nation.
Is that all you wanted to say, Lynn?
I just love how she went out.
Yeah, she's although except for that little comment at the end.
Which one?
Deserve that.
When she said, listen to people about things and people's intentions. That's the Katie thing. I didn't like that.
Mm.
That's your parting words? Can we get back to another thing about Hannah B?
Yeah.
What do we think of her outfit for meeting the parents? Crop top?
Well, she didn't know she was meeting the parents. I was thinking if she knew she was doing that, would she have worn that? It also appeared to be more of a crop top when she hugged because the camera angle was lower. Because I thought all through that. But then when she was sitting and even when she was standing, when the camera angle was at a regular height, it seemed like just a shortcut sweater. But when she went up for the hug, it really was crap.
The analysis you get on this podcast.
Yes.
That's
very
deep. Great job, Lynn. I would have never known. I just assumed crop top. But isn't everything nowadays a crop top?
No.
Colton's dad's a stud. His questions?
Yeah.
Those are good. What do we think of that Hannah G and Mama Colton combo? That was a bit awkward.
I thought it was like clear that Hannah was her bubble was going to be bursted.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because it was like, I love him. I'm falling in love. Oh my gosh, go me. And it was like,
but
eh.
You know what? I give her credit. She put herself out there.
No, yeah.
She's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise.
Her heart was on that sleeve.
Is she a bachelorette contender?
No.
Oh, she very well could be.
She could carry the show, and she's got a story. And like, if you didn't care about The Bachelor, if you didn't care about The Bachelor, then you would tune into her, I feel like.
Yeah.
Now, what guys, Joe, you're the DM guy. What guys do you think have slid into her DMs? I think like definitely like that Connor guy. I think
Ben Higgins should if he wasn't off the market.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben Higgins. I would say Blake, but
yep.
Ooh, I could see Blake in her. That's
Nate Sudfeld
call,
or somebody like that.
Nate Sudfeld?
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Close again, personal friend.
If anyone gets that reference, please DM us. Because very few little people.
There'll be a free prize for that one, personally, from me.
At the event?
Yep.
On Saturday?
Yep.
Which we will talk. Tickets
oh
are
my gosh.
Going.
Is there an event?
Let's get through this quick so we can talk about that.
I feel bad for people that don't have tickets yet, to be honest.
Come on, let's hurry up.
Group date. Hannah G, Heather, Kirpa, Cassie. What's that movie where the train blows up?
Is oh, that yeah, that movie.
The Titanic.
Joe!
Oh, that's a boat.
Oh, my God.
You know that? It was in Great Movie Ride. The train blows up.
Joe, Eddie, trains blow up in a lot of movies.
No, but like the old-time train, and it blows up on like a big thing. I think it's called Trouble...
Good morning,
Bridge
Vietnam.
Over the River Kwai.
Oh, Bridge Over the River Kwai, yes. Very good movie about the Vietnam Revolutionary
Joe,
War.
Joe, can you look up if a train blows up in that movie? That's Jimmy all I could think of anyway. Where the train was moving. All right,
Heather.
Let's get into it.
Heather's like, I ain't got no shot here.
Yeah.
Thanks for my kiss. See you later.
But then a double kiss.
I know, right?
That had to be the first exit kiss.
Yeah.
On the
by a girl that's never been kissed.
A train blow up in bridge.
Carry on.
So that's a Google search.
Do you think that
okay.
Heather?
I have news.
Breaking news.
Per the New York Times, a very reputable source, the Japanese train plunges downward, and it's an Academy Award winning movie. So that's something to consider.
Oh my God.
Heather had no shot. Is she a paradise or eh?
Yeah, she's going to be there.
I feel like because of the whole never been kissed thing, they might take her, but like in my book, eh.
I kind of feel like, is she going down in Bachelor history for making it the furthest by accident?
Wait, what did I say? In the beginning of the episode when they showed her and they were talking about how hometowns are next week, I was like, I cannot believe she's still here.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. All right. So this was like this, in my opinion, this group date made the episode.
Yes.
First of all, they were all freezing. Did they not? Yes. What was up with that? Everyone was shivering.
It was a little cold.
Shivery timber. Cassie was the star. Kirpa, come on, girl. Like, ew.
It was right. She's gone. She gone.
Kirpa is gone. What did I mean? All right. Let's talk about Colton and Cassie's convo and Kirpa and Colton's convo. A lot of season.
Just like a strong. Just like a quick point. You know.
Yeah. Go ahead, Joe.
When Kirpa gets eliminated, she was just like, I can't believe Kaylin said something about me. And I'm like, dude, what did you say your whole date? It was just like nonsense.
Can we talk about the awkwardness of Kaylin walking in?
Wait, that whole situation I loved. And how they piped in the ticking clock in
like
the background.
The strongest form of entertainment possible on TV is putting two extremely awkward girls in a situation where they need to sit in a silent room together.
No phone.
And Hannah was like, bye.
Girl. I want to know more into the Kaylin, like, going over there.
Producer enforced.
Yeah, but it was like...
She was all dolled up. You know, it's not by accident.
But she had a rose.
I know, but she felt like she had to get... I mean, at this point, they lumped Cassie and Kaylin into the same boat.
So let me ask...
So she was defending Cassie.
Do you think Kaylin... Do you think Cassie goes home if Kaylin doesn't do that or no?
No.
I think
Kirpa was going no matter what.
Let's talk about like why was Kirpa that way? She was like annoying about it.
I know. I don't know why.
Do you think that's just the way she is?
Unless there's some kind
engaged?
Of alliance or...
What is this, Big Brother?
There's either some kind of alliance or people are just blindly following what they think happened.
How
there
about,
is an alliance of American football, but I don't know.
How about Colton and Kirpa when Kirpa said this reeks of desperation?
Yeah.
Like, she was like, I don't know why you would be crying. Like, girls cry when you talk shit on them. People cry.
And I don't get, and here's the other thing. Both of them said the reason why they thought it was those two was because they were the only ones that seemed defensive.
Yeah.
So you're just going off of insinuate, like, it doesn't make any sense.
You could have spun that anyway from any angle. Like, any girl could have made, like, any argument on that.
I agree. How about Cassie saying, in my opinion, you're an idiot?
I loved it.
Cassie's a star.
A strong-willed woman.
How about her Instagram post today?
Yes, I liked it a lot.
I'm going to go on a limb and say that I think she's going to win.
Yeah, I said Taisha.
Do we make predictions on this podcast?
Yeah, a couple episodes ago. I'll have to go back and...
Also think Cassie's going to.
Can you quickly, Lynn, tell...
Based off of who's left, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Or Hannah...
No,
it's Hannah G and Cassie. They're going to be the final two.
I think Kaylin's in the final two.
No,
Kaylin will be final three.
Hannah G is number Taisha's three.
Left?
No, Taisha's gone.
I think Taisha's leaving next.
Taisha's gone. It's going to be Hannah G, Kaylin, Cassie. Then it's going to go Kaylin, Cassie. Then it's going to go Cassie.
Wow,
I think another reason he's keeping Taisha close to the vest is because he has this weird trust with her.
If I get that right, all degenerate gamblers should be up during March Madness because... There's no rhyme or reason to that.
All right. Can you real quick tell Bachelor Nation what Cassie's Instagram post was?
Cassie's Instagram post was a picture of her not enthused. And it was like my face when tonight's about to air and I am contractually obliged to not be able to say anything to defend myself.
Yeah. Wild. Bachelor definitely didn't like that.
But it was good. It was a good one.
No, I know. I agree.
Well done, Cassie girl.
Yep, I agree. Dinner time, it was obviously so awkward. The clock ticking was great. The best part of the night, Colton walking in and taking the rose to give to...
With the giggles in the background.
Such good stuff. That's why, see, they do such good production that when... when...
Yeah, so it was funny because I don't know what you guys are like cracking up at, but he just comes in and picks up a rose, and he walks out with Hannah, and you can hear them chuckling, and then she gone in a good way.
Yeah. So Kirpa's exit, I was a little disappointed in. No exit.
So Kirpa did get sent home this week, and she didn't get a rose, and next week she won't be here because she didn't get a rose.
Good. Joe, that was really insightful.
But thanks. They didn't like talk about. So she didn't. We didn't get a grand exit from her.
Yeah, it was just bye.
Oh yeah, but nothing will beat Heather G. I'm sorry, never been kissed. Heather, just chilling on the back of that caboose.
I know, on the train.
Yeah,
it was about to blow up.
Did we confirm that, Joe? Or
no, Joey was inconclusive.
All right,
inconclusive. I read it straight from Google Facts.
Okay, next week, hometowns. Be prepared for Tasha's dad.
Yeah. What? She was talking him up.
So where does she live? Do we know?
I forget.
I don't know. How do you think hometowns are gonna go? I'm excited. I love hometowns. They're always great. I feel like Colton's gonna be super extra. He's gonna try to put on the show.
Yeah.
He's gonna do the whole damn thing. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to think. We know Cassie's from California.
Yep.
We know that Kaylin lives in North Carolina, but I don't remember where she's
Virginia.
From.
Virginia,
well, she was definitely Miss North Carolina.
Yes.
Definitely.
That's where she lives, but she moved there recently.
Hannah G's of Alabama?
Yes. Oh, I think that's going to be a great hometown.
Yep. And we just got to find out where Tasha's from.
When does he hop the fence?
Dude, I'm done. I'm done.
I knew it wasn't going to be tonight.
I'm done.
The build up.
Well, he's not going to hop a fence at a hometown, so it has to be the finale.
It's going to be very close to the end, and I've been saying that all along.
I'm glad
and
they
it's
did
it.
Sorry, Whitney. Shout out to our girl Whitney, always DMing us. Definitely, Eddie and I were like, oh, did you see her? I asked Eddie, I was like, is it definitely going to be tonight? And we're talking about the hopping the fence, and what did I say? I was like, there's no way it's going to be tonight.
It's going to be because, like, whoever he thinks is going to be the person, something bad happens about them.
Totally. It's going to be epic.
So I asked our dear friend, Admin Raven, in the Philly Voice article, which is now live. You can go read it. link in bio, why they thought Colton jumps the fence.
Yes.
Would you like their reasons?
I would love it.
Raven gave a great answer saying she thinks that he just like cracks and snaps and like needs to be done with The Bachelor and like done with the environment and just needs to like leave.
Okay.
Colton said he was fed up with the situation and that he realized that, this is what he thinks, Adam, that he thinks Colton sent home girls too early that he wanted a chance with and he's pissed and now he's regretting everything.
Okay.
But I need it to happen.
It's not going to happen for another couple episodes.
Last thing about this episode, Taisha having chocolate on her butt at the end. That was really funny. Yep.
So there's an event happening?
There's an event happening.
People, people, people.
Let me just say this. I know we've been, it's this Saturday, Punchline Philly, Raven and Adam are coming here. Let me tell you guys, you guys don't even know this. I had over an hour phone call with them last week. Like, talking about it, preparing.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be so much fun.
Oh, I can't
wait. For many reasons. Honestly, what I'm most excited for is they straight up told me this, guys. They are out of Bachelor contract. So they are coming ready to, like, tell you.
Spill the tea.
Everything. I'm talking who brought burner phones. Like, what? DM us if you want to know info.
Yes,
I already
DM
got my questions.
DM us stuff. Yes, we've been getting our questions together.
Like, how?
But DM us what you want to know.
So, like, they had burner Twitter accounts. People,
no,
people do that.
People
no,
sneak
burner
phones.
How do you sneak a phone onto The Bachelor?
We're gonna find out Saturday. But he said,
"Put it in your pants."
Put it in your pants. Becca Tilly did it.
White pants.
Yes. So that's what I'm most excited for.
I'm not excited to find out who brought in phones. Like, no big deal to me. But like, I'm excited to find out all the stuff that, like,
you know,
they just had brunch with Ari and Lauren.
Yes.
Give me the scoop.
Yep. You know what? I think I want to find out, and
what?
You guys tell me not. What happened with the shutdown? DeMario Corrin.
Will they release that?
Yeah.
I want to talk to them about my favorite topic to talk about.
Jenna and Jordan.
Jenna and Jordan.
Yes. Yes. They definitely know. So we're going to get
all of it. Tell us what you want to know.
So here's the deal. I mean,
will there be any drink specials this time?
There are drink specials. That was part of the hour phone call. Mm-hmm. We came up with them. They'll be released later this week. There are still general admission tickets, and also apparently they just released a couple of reserve tickets. So they just released reserve tickets, and if you want to like touch the stage, I don't know if they're still around.
Kiss their feet.
They added more tables. I don't know what they did, but you could get those tickets. Link in the bio. This Saturday.
They are flying.
I think we're at the low ticket count.
I hope all my friends have already bought their tickets.
Yeah, if you didn't buy your tickets, you can. Get walk-ups, but, I wouldn't bet on it. Drink specials, tea spilling. We're going to have a special. Raven's bringing something from her store. There's
Shop
gonna be
Grace Wade.
Yep, there's going to be a lot of good stuff. So get your tickets if you haven't already. Link is
and
in
just
the bio.
Come hang out. It's going to be great.
And you get your meet and greet. Don't worry. You get to take a picture with them and talk to them and hang
out. Yes, we're getting a lot of questions.
Yeah.
What do I need to do to make sure I can get a picture with them? I've been waiting my whole life to meet them.
Just show up.
Buy a ticket and come.
We have built time into the meet and greet. I don't want you to come just for the Instagram picture because I'm telling you that.
Oh, no. The conversation is going to be
and
flowing.
There's going to be elements to the conversation and some surprises and some other things.
Yeah.
Which you'll have to come out and see. That's all I got.
If
we
you
will
follow
see you.
Raven and Adam on Instagram,
Joe.
They've been posting about it. They've been talking about it. There's a lot of buzz happening. So I think that's going to be the final push to sell out whatever is left. So.
Mm.
Grab your tickets now because the clock's ticking.
Such a great venue.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
What a way to spend a Saturday afternoon.
It's really a great time, I think. 4 p.m. on Saturday. It's going to be nice.
Guys, if you're coming, I know what you should wear. Miz in a Maine makes the best damn dress shirt. Based in Dallas, Texas, our shirts have all the comfort of your favorite workout gear, but look of just a normal dress shirt. Made with the same material as an athletic shirt, so it's kind of like an Under Armour or Lululemon mixed, but it's a dress shirt. It's great. Fabric four-way stretch. Eddie will tell you it's the only shirt he wears.
No dry cleaning.
Lynn says no dry cleaning. Miz in a Maine, founded by Kevin Lavelle, saw a man running to a meeting, was late and sweating, and realized that there had to be a better way to dress. He designed the ultimate dress shirt to help men look great. And the features include wrinkle-resistant, specifically tailored, machine-washable, seriously, four-way stretch, moisture wicking. With an incredible assortment of styles, including flannels, polos, sweaters, pullovers, and Henleys, Miz in a Maine can help keep you cool and comfortable no matter the occasion. So, That's something to consider.
What's the website, Joe?
MizzenandMain.com for all your favorite dress shirts. MizzenandMain.com.
Can I talk to you about something?
No, but yeah.
Have you seen their newest spokesperson?
Is it JJ Redick?
No.
Close?
Former Heisman Trophy.
Sam.
But now known for playing another sport.
Timothy?
Yep. Your thoughts?
I'm out.
I'm out, Tiki.
I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out.
If you are coming to Philadelphia on Saturday, we will see you at Punchline Philly. Hey, I know we have our guest scheduled. We're recording this week. Huge, should we say, let's, very popular Bachelor Nation couple. And that's all we're saying for
think,
our next podcast
I think
podcast
we can leave
episode.
It there.
Yep.
Yes.
We will see you guys next week and take care. I love you guys.
Hope to see ya at Punchline.
Hi, I'm Python. I listen to Gross Butt with Mommy and Uncle Eddie.